Hello and welcome back to Blacker Couch Reviews. I'm your host, Christina. We're back for another movie review. ISS, International Space Station. A movie that unfortunately bombed at the box office because the budget was $13.8 million and it only made $6.6 million, and I certainly can understand why. The plot of the movie is basically NASA astronauts above and cosmonauts above the ISS are all working together for about 24 hours before nuclear warfare on the ground leads to tensions above the vessel, especially when both commanders have been given the task of taking over the station by any means necessary.
Kill them all and have done with it.
This movie is written by Nick Schaefer, directed by Gabriella Caperwait. I think that's how you pronounce that. Produced by Mickey Little and Pete Chalamon. Our starring cast, Ariana DeBose, who some may know from Westworld, at least that's what I know her from. I think that she is a musical talent, but because I don't particularly follow musicals, this, I'm not sure, is confirmed information. Chris Messina, and I kept saying I know him from somewhere, and I looked through his movie list and I found nothing that I saw him in, and then I saw The Sinner season 3 and I was like, there we go. And I knew him from somewhere. John Gallagher Jr., Masha Mashkova as Veronica. By the way, John Gallagher played Christian. Chris played Gordon Barrett, and Ariana DeBose played Dr. Kira Foster. Costa Ronan as Nikolai, and Palu Asbeck, I think I'm saying that correct, as Alexei, who many may know as Euron Greyjoy, who is coming to Foundation season 3 as the Mule. And I think I said that it was Theon Greyjoy when I was telling a friend about this on another podcast, and I was incorrect. I said the wrong Greyjoy, but it is this particular actor, and I look forward to seeing him as the Mule. He was also in the horribly conceived movie Run, Sweetheart, Run. Man, that was terrible. And I have to say, this one's not that much better. I think that the tension certainly definitely hit a couple of peaks and places. But I do feel overall this movie lacked any true purpose. And it left a conclusion that basically said this was about what the premise was and nothing more. But it, within the script, they were advocating characteristics to the main character, Kira, that I didn't at all buy into or be convinced by. I don't even think she did a terrible job. It was devoid of any real reactionary response to not only the situation unfolding. I just think there could have been a lot more done, especially if you're going to focus only on, and the movie is the unfolding events in this vessel, is that you have to have the actors emoting a lot of the emotions we're not seeing on the ground. And I know they have to be fighting, or they should be fighting, their duty with that. And there are other than, I would say, Christian, who I could not stand the entire time, at least had the more realistic response of panic And the idea of the intrigue between the two sides was really flat. So even the back and forth just didn't add up to much in the end. We get the introduction of Kira, who is new to the space station, but I felt like Christian also was new to the space station, but they focus primarily on Kira. Maybe this is because this is her first time in space. And she's very, very quickly welcomed, and I understand why, by the other female on board, Veronica, the only other female on board, who understands what it's like to be her, surrounded in this masculine setting with a lot of unknown people that don't understand the things that she may feel, like when she was sleeping. She felt like someone was holding her down, and as a woman, that it just not ever going to be comfortable, but that's exactly what her captain told her to do to try the suit for the first night. And then Veronica comes to her understanding that no, that's never going to work, and she brings the bungee cord so that she can try to get some rest. So I bought that instant connection because that would be real. Then they had the moment where they were at the table and they're trying to communicate with each other about how he has a love of the music and Alexei is more of the sensitive type. They all seem to like Anika. It was very clear to me, because they sure as hell were not hiding their PDA, that Barrett and Anika were a couple. But there's tensions around if Alexei is a trustworthy character. We got that from the beginning when their characters are introduced, Kira and him, and he says, you know, mice don't do well here, and she's all attached to her mice. But I felt that that wasn't even rude. It was, don't get attached to something that I know for a fact, because I've been here a while. It's going to break your heart, so I'm trying to help you out. And in the end, they showed the scene of him building a thing for the mice to hold on to, even though some of them were sick. But he told her exactly, like, she thought maybe someone had done something to them, but what had happened is exactly what he said. So I see, at least with Alexei, there was that back and forth of, okay, I have my duty. I know these people. They're my brothers and my sisters and my, you know, they really built a tight knit community. So I wanted there to be more of a conflict the way there was, at least with Barrett, saying, hey, at least here we can, in our little family, we can try to figure things out, even though he was given the same orders to take the station by any means necessary. But here's the thing. It looks like in what had happened is the fact that the Russians were the aggressors in the attack.
He's flirting with the devil.
The idea that they would not listen to their government at that moment, especially when it feels as if, you know, that's what they want. And the other side would be protecting. I feel as if he should have been a little bit more proactive in protecting his people instead of saying, I mean, I understand the part of, hey, we only got so much information, but motherfucker, when you went outside and saw your whole entire continent engulfed in nuclear warfare, no, you're not going to sit there and talk about we're going to be a happy family. Like, that didn't even sound accurate. Even if you are in love with a Russian woman and you're thinking about Siberia, you're still going to have a reaction to what you're seeing. And I just think that they skipped over a lot of these big emotions because they're supposed to be, you know, focused and on the mission, and this is why they're different and so on and so forth. But you're also, once again, portraying a movie where the only emotion to the big events happening is this particular crew. So when you have them very lackluster. You know, one's just more focused on his love life, which I'm not saying he shouldn't be at a moment like that, but yeah. It's a lot to take in if I look down and just saw Earth with a whole bunch of like, what the fuck? You're going to have a natural anger response, even if you're doing your best to tamp it down. And I would have liked to even had a moment between them where there might have been some tension, where they would have had to move past that or through that. But no, they just played it safe, in my humble opinion. Then we get to all of the murdering where Alexei cuts communications. It did seem as if he struggled with this decision. He didn't know it was because Nikolai intended to kill Barrett, but what did you think it was for, sir? I don't know what you thought he was up to if it wasn't murder. And I'm sure that the cosmonauts discussed the same thing that the Americans did. Okay, we got our orders, but let's not do anything. Let's not act irrational. Veronica was probably doing the exact same thing Barrett and Kira was doing, with Christian being the only one. But that's because he has children there. And as much as I thought he was a piece of shit, he at least had a very realistic response. Like, fuck all of y'all. I don't really even care. These people, whether or not I just came here, I don't know them like you know them. I'm not the family that you guys are family with. I have two daughters. I want to get back to them. And there's no communication. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. And then for you to be like, well, everyone just stay away from the windows. How are you going to keep everyone away from the windows? That was not an order I thought anyone should have been listening to. Because of course I'm going to go out. I'm not going to go outside, but look outside and see what the fuck is going on. So they think that he's dead, which causes Veronica to lose trust in her folks. So she wants to go to Kira, who's new, and that's the reason why she trusts her. And that she finally, Kira admits that, okay, we did get orders to take over the station. I don't know why you wouldn't work together at that point, because you know that no matter what, this woman loved that man more than she loved the mission. That was obvious. And she was probably the only person that was going to keep her dudes in check. If, like, I thought that her response, like, oh, maybe that didn't happen. Again, hate Christian, but he was right. He's gone. He's dead. But I thought she was right. Let's go out there and at least check. And how are you going to stop me from doing what anyone else would have done? Just to sit there and do nothing? At least take a peek. Look around. Confirm he's dead. Don't be like, we don't have visuals, so he must be dead. So she gives up the fact that Alexei's research is about radiation sickness, and it's probably why they want to take over the station, because whoever has the cure for radiation sickness will control the narrative. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't even see, like, at that point, did we start throwing nuclear weapons back? Yeah. It's a lot of unknowns in the nuclear warfare, but then, oh, we're all in our bunkers and we just need to have who's going to have the, I don't know, having a cure to radiation sickness. That's his research. Thought that was way too convenient. And even if his research, even if he has a possible cure, it doesn't seem to be a reason why you would automatically defer to nuclear warfare. Like, hey, we don't have it in our hands yet. It's in space, but this is the perfect time to set off this nuclear plan. Seems rather dumb. Then you have Christian going psycho after he watches his captain come back, because it turns out, well, first, Veronica is killed in the dumbest way humanly possible, because it looked like she was going to blow up the ship, but because Kira didn't tell Christian, hey, this was only part of a plan. She was threatening so I can get the information, because after asking him 1 second versus the whole conversation and the rapport I built with Veronica, I'm going to decide not to believe her. That was dumb. And then Veronica is killed by Christian. And instead of homeboy going after Christian for killing his girl, I mean, sure, go after the man that totally knocked you off, but you didn't know that. You don't know if it was just him or Alexei. And then they ended up killing each other with a drill and a screwdriver. Because after she's dead, Nikolai's like, you're my brother, so let's go kill the rest of them.
You could tell I took a dab if you look into my eyes.
Fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medic.
Alexei kept getting drunk and looking like he was helpless by the end. After all the bodies are there, she finds out that she wasn't lying. Veronica, when she finds the node. And then she goes to Christian, and it's clear that he just wanted to leave and had planned to in the Suez, which is the resupply ship, I believe. Oh, they've also been falling out of orbit this entire time. And although she sent a message, they don't know if anyone's going to receive it so that they don't fall to their deaths. This last little scene where he was just being ridiculously evil, like, yeah, I know, I'm going to kill you, and he's not going to do anything about it. And I'm like, why do you feel that? You know you'd have to kill him too. I don't know what his plan was here and why he all of a sudden went so evil against Kira. But I guess he was trying to put it in his head that Kira's going to steal your information because Nico wanted her to have it. And like, I don't, yeah. Some of the plot started to fall apart big time. But I will say the way in which they took him out, Alexei being stabbed in the hand with his knife because he knew he was going to use that knife on her, and then her just entirely too calmly strangling him. The pose of it looked beautiful, but everything afterwards was, oh, you know, he turned off the CO, because they made a point of saying, if you don't hear that running, that means we're in trouble. So he turned off the oxygen and he goes, I'm the only one that knows how to fix it. And he's like, I do too.
Plot twist.
Considering it's so critical to the survival of everyone on board, I would think everyone knows, has gotten the training on how to fix that. So, womp womp. He is dead. Everyone's dead on the ship. And it feels like for very stupid reasons. And that's unfortunate because it could have been far more intensified for more, I feel, legitimate ones. And then as they get the boost that they're needed, they go jump into the Suez, and both are trying to get in touch with their captains who are dead, to see if they've reached their objectives. The one dude was not trying to hide his shit either, too. You could tell he got why didn't he even need to announce that? Like, you know what we're all thinking. They must have got to say, no shit. It looks like whatever happened popped off on their end. At least that's what the U.S. is saying. Who knows? But considering the Russians were working on the top secret radiation sickness, yeah, I think they're not lying. And I think this is just a way to make Russians the bad guy for no absolutely no reason on this one, I have to say. I mean, I don't think you'd just be that stupid. Like, I'm just gonna, you know, on an iffy promise, I'm just gonna go ahead. You know, a couple of people have to be that fucking crazy. And I think while some of them would get through, there are, I know for a fact, defenses in place. And you're not going to be able to take out the whole United States. Like, I even watched a whole fucking documentary because I went down that rabbit hole on how, like, it is assured destruction, but not as, I mean, both continents are fucking huge. And it's going to be rough But yeah, I don't think it's going to escalate to that particular place. Because someone's going to pull out a gun and shoot the person. Like, look, okay. There's some things that we're just not on board with, because that means our families are going to die. You got to be a little, I mean, it's bad enough two were dropped in the world. I don't. So that's the story. That's happening. And the answer was, what are we going to do? I don't know. And that was the end of the movie. Veronica said, you know more than you think you do. I'm like, no, what the fuck, she doesn't. She definitely needed all of the instruction. I also thought it was a little bit of fan service, and maybe that's just because, or I don't know the actress. I'm not even going to say that, because I don't know the actress, if she is, what her sexuality is. But the way they introduced it, it felt too pandering to me. You know, oh, it was a girl. It was them. And it's just like, okay. Another female on the ship. Of course, she's not going to be. Yeah. The way they shoehorned it in, I think, it was a little bit much. And her backstory was not even close to being tantalizing enough to inspire why she was the protagonist of this entire movie. It's not the worst thing I've seen. I definitely think, as always, and I think maybe I'm just becoming more or less patient with running time when it feels as if it's just for running time's sake. I don't know what kind of, if there's some benchmark you have to meet, but 96 minutes is way too long for this movie. It could have been and if you would have tightened it up, it probably would have been better. But because you wanted it to breathe in ways that it just didn't need to, and then you didn't even have the most of the drama between the people that had the most relationship. Yeah, got a little lost for its ambition. Critical response. We already know that it did not make money at the box office. On Rotten Tomatoes, it received a 62% out of 148 critic reviews, with an average rating of 6.1 out of 10. The website's consensus reads, quote, elevated by an appealing cast, ISS rings effective albeit familiar thrills out of a character-driven drama in a claustrophobic setting, end quote. Metacritic assigned the film a score of 53 out of 100 based on 32 critics, indicating mixed average reviews. Audiences polled by CinemaScore gave the film an average grade of a C- on an A+ to F scale, while those polled by PostTrack gave it a 49% overall positive score, with 27% saying they would definitely recommend the film. So yeah, I think that's where I'm at. I would give this a solid 4. It was an interesting premise, but it did not at all follow through on any of the genre that it promised to be. If you have thoughts, feelings, send those at blackercouch@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment below wherever you listen to this podcast, wherever good podcasts can be found. Go down to the rating section, drop your review. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. Until the next time, peace, hair grease, Blacker Magic.